Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about the redistricting issue that we've had, the gerrymandering issue that, quite frankly, has been brought up in the press, and the way that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has dealt with this and the blowback that has generated. Talk to us about redistricting. What should be done? What is fair? Who should be doing what? Talk to us.
Chuck, this is an incredibly important topic, and I appreciate you bringing it up. First and foremost, anyone who thinks the maps from 2011 were unanimously approved by anybody is sadly mistaken. There was a bipartisan group that approved both issues in 2011. I personally would have voted against it if I had been in the House of Representatives, but I wasn't at the time. But that being said, the action that the Supreme Court took was absolutely unconstitutional. We have a requirement in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that it be approved by the legislature. All they needed to have done is said, we don't like the map, here's our proposed map, and have the legislature vote on it, and all would have been well. They didn't. They circumvented that. But here's the more important issue, and this is what I would love to have people be aware of. The entire reason why our government was set up the way it was at the federal level and the state level was as a republic, and that was to prevent areas of large cities from abusing rural areas. So if you look at the United States Constitution as an example, some of the smaller states would only agree to allow the formation of a United States if we had things such as the Electoral College, or if we had two senators from each state so that there could be some type of a balance to prevent of the abuse of the larger population centers from the rest of the areas. So in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, here's why this is important. And this is the thing I think is absolutely amazing. No one questioned the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania and the Senate in Pennsylvania districts. So those were approved, and they're overwhelming majorities of Republican members, 67% in the case of the Senate and about 63% in the case of the House of Representatives. But what I think is absolutely amazing in this entire process is that no one is questioning the fact that the Supreme Court is only about 35% Republican. Two members of the seven are from that area, and five of the seven members of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court are from either Philadelphia or Pittsburgh area. And so what we're saying is redistricting. We want to do that. We want to have an independent commission, but we want it to be really independent. We want this independent commission to be made up of Democrats, Republicans, and also independents to come up with a redistricting map that would then go back to the legislature for approval and then get reviewed by the Supreme Court, which is the way it's supposed to work. But here's what I'm going to caution everybody about. This whole process that's going on right now, this allegation of this thing needs to be fairer one way or another, many people believe that a mathematical program is automatically unbiased, and that is absolutely false. I'm a CPA. I'm an economist. My degree was in economics. And I will tell you that whenever you design a program, they're called constraints. Those constraints are create an algorithm that says things such as don't split a city. Well, that's a constraint. So when you're developing a map. So anybody who says that a mathematical program is unbiased doesn't know mathematics. And I would encourage you to recognize that the map that was done by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was significantly more gerrymandered. It does look prettier. Now, if prettier is the standard that we want to deal with, then that's okay. But pretty is not the real issue. So what we need to do is protect the rights of the significant number of Pennsylvanians that don't live in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and prevent them from being abused by others. So this gerrymandering effort needs to have a reasonable redistricting effort. It needs to be done effectively to give every citizen equal voice.
Representative Ryan, thank you for this informative report, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.